Welcome to Devotionals on the Go. My name is Kelly Wenner, and I'm the founder and creator of Soul Strength Fit. If you think you don't have time to dive into God's Word, then this podcast is for you. These few moments will not only allow you to hear the Word of God, but to reflect on it and apply it to your life. Listen, reflect, and grow on the go. This time is for you. Our opening verse comes from the book of 1 Corinthians. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," and the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We each have God-given abilities or spiritual gifts. Our spiritual gifts are specifically chosen for each of us by God, for our good and for the good of others. It's our responsibility to discover our spiritual gifts and then develop and exercise them with the help of the Holy Spirit. While no Christian possesses every gift of the Spirit, every Christian has some of God's wonderful gifts. To effectively grow as Christians, we must find and use these gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:4 says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord." Here are some of the spiritual gifts you may have been given by God. Listen for any that seem like gifts that you may have been given. Administration. This is the ability to organize multiple tasks and groups of people to accomplish these tasks. Apostleship, the strength or ability to pioneer new churches and ministries through planting, overseeing, and training. Craftsmanship, the ability to plan, build, and work with your hands in construction or building environments, specifically to accomplish multiple ministry applications. Evangelism, the ability to help non-Christians take the necessary steps to come to know and have a relationship with Christ. Exhortation, the gift of being able to strengthen, comfort, or urge others to action based on biblical truth. Faith, the strength or ability to believe in God and His unseen workings in every area of life. Giving, the ability to produce wealth and to give for the purpose of advancing the kingdom of God on earth. Healing, the strength or ability to heal physical, mental, and spiritual sickness. Hospitality, the ability to create warm, welcoming environments for others in places such as your home, your office, or your church. Intercession, the ability to stand in the gap in prayer for someone, believing for profound results. Leadership, the ability to influence, direct, and focus people to a big picture, vision, or idea. Mercy, the ability to feel empathy and to care for those who are hurting in any way. Pastoring or shepherding, the ability to care for the personal needs of others by nurturing and mending life issues. Service, the ability to do small or great tasks in working for the overall good of others. Teaching, the ability to study and learn from scriptures, specifically with the purpose of bringing understanding and depth to others. Or words of wisdom, the ability to understand and bring clarity to situations and circumstances, often through applying the truths of scripture in a particular way. Now that you've listened to the gifts of the Spirit, start to think about the ones that you feel you've been gifted with. Then throughout the course of this week, look for these gifts in others. Notice how recognizing the gifts that others have been given makes you feel. Does it spark any envy or any feelings of self-doubt or insecurity of not having the same gifts? Try to recognize the gifts that you've been given and the gifts of those around you, and then take the mindset that each different gift has been given for the glory of God and the unity of the body of Christ. Passage from the book of John. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. We all sometimes face temptation to envy others. Being tempted isn't a sin, but if it's allowed to live and fester, it becomes destructive. Envy divides people and destroys relationships. Envy can show itself in just about any situation, at work, at school, in our marriage, and in our families, and even with our service to God. James 3:16 says, "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." Can you think of ways that envy has created a division between you and someone you know? What actions or feelings resulted from your envy? In what ways did it diminish the unity God would rather see you building with others? Thank you. comparing ourselves to others and feeling envious of others not only wastes our time, it wastes our opportunities to grow into the individuals God has created each of us to be. It steals our joy. It does not promote God's best for our lives and does not lead us to grow in faith, in love, in gratitude, or in happiness. Imagine if, rather than envy, we grow in virtues instead. Sure, we all have limitations and weaknesses, and others will always be, quote unquote, better or more gifted than us in certain areas. But rather than focusing on that, we can choose instead to see the spiritual gifts and works that God has for us to do. We will come to see that we fit into the body exactly as we should. We will be able to flourish as the unique individual God has created us to be. We will be useful members of the body of Christ that can work with others in unity and harmony. Listen once more to our opening verse, which comes from the book of 1 Corinthians. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Thanks for listening to Devotionals on the Go, your place to listen, reflect, and grow. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an on-the-go devotional. And I'd love to connect. Check me out at kellywennerfit.com. I look forward to digging into God's Word with you next time. Bye for now.